On Tuesday, we talked about the comparison trap, that particular pain of measuring yourself against another parent and coming up feeling small or not enough. The lie underneath it that says someone else has it more figured out, that they love their kid more correctly, or that they are more worthy of all the good things that are coming to them. And we talked about where the way out of that actually lives, not in becoming immune to comparison, but in returning to yourself, to your specific story, to the truth that your kid does not need the parent who has it all figured out. They need you. Today, I want to give you a few small things to carry that truth into the weekend.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast for parents of LGBTQ+ kids and anyone trying to stay human in a world that keeps hardening. I'm Heather Hester, and here we talk about fear, belonging, boundaries, courage, love, and what it means to protect what matters without losing yourself in the process. Your child doesn't just need a parent who's informed. They need a parent who is grounded and strong. Let's take a breath and let's begin.
Before we get into it, I want to sit with something for just a moment. The comparison trap is loudest when we are seeking something from the outside that we have not yet been able to give ourselves, whether it is validation, proof, permission to believe that what we are doing matters. And here is what I know to be true right now. The parents who are listening to this podcast, the ones who are doing this work, the ones who are showing up imperfectly and consistently for their LGBTQ+ kids are not looking for permission because they are failing. They are looking for permission because no one ever told them clearly enough that what they are doing is extraordinary. So let me say it clearly. What you are doing is extraordinary. The unlearning, the showing up, the staying curious when it would be easier to go quiet, that is not ordinary parenting. That is something so much more. And you do not need someone else's ranking or visibility or highlight reel to confirm it. So this is your Friday reset. One small shift that can create a meaningful ripple. Your word this week is enough. Not perfect, not finished, not the best or the most or the furthest along. Enough, as in what you are doing right now, today, with what you have for the kid you love is enough. Say it like you mean it. Own it. Say it when the comparison trap closes in. Say it especially then. This week, I want you to write down one true thing about your specific journey that no one else's story can touch. Just one. It does not have to be big or beautiful or well-worded. Just true. Maybe it's the specific way your kid looks at you now versus 2 years ago. Maybe it is a conversation you had that you would not have been capable of before. Maybe it is simply that you are still here, still learning, still choosing to show up. Write it down. Put it somewhere where you will see it. This is actually one of my most favorite things to do, is to take a 3x5 index card and write things like this down and put them at my desk. I probably have dozens and dozens of them at this point, and I just kind of rotate through them as they feel applicable or as they speak to me. That is your evidence. That is what comparison cannot touch. Your micro rebellion this week is to unfollow or mute one account, one person, one feed, something that consistently leaves you feeling smaller than when you opened it. Not with anger, just quietly, as an act of self-respect. You are allowed to curate what you let into your nervous system. That is not avoidance. That is wisdom. And if you need something to come back to this week, here it is. Comparison does not know me, and it does not know you either. Say it the next time you catch yourself measuring. Let it interrupt the loop. You are not a data point. You are a person on a specific path, doing a specific kind of love. No algorithm can rank that. Thank you for coming and hanging out with me here today. Go into this weekend knowing that you are enough, not because everything is figured out, but because you are still here. You are still showing up. You are still choosing your kid. Grab the Panic to Plan guide that is linked in the show notes. I will see you next Tuesday. Until then, keep becoming more human and more kind. Your space says something before you ever do. Whether it's an office, retail space, commercial property, or national rebranding work, the quality of your environment reflects your brand. At Hester Commercial Painting, we deliver professional, high-quality results with minimal disruption to your business. On time, on budget, done right. Hester Commercial Painting, craftsmanship at work. To schedule a consultation, go to go.hesterdecorating.com/MHMK. That's go.hesterdecorating.com/MHMK.